What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ajay Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, Better Way, Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishan. Let's settle for the details. And first off, stakeholders in the industry sector have appealed to government to direct the expected savings that will be making on the debt restructuring to the productive sector of the economy. Government was able to negotiate about $80 billion of its debt from interest over a period of time. Speaking to Joy Business, the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industry, Chona Makbelu, said government must learn from the past and make proper use of the savings of the funds it would have paid by investing in manufacturing to reduce importation.
This type of announcement and some money is coming in, generally there will always be some sort of stability. I mean, we're happy that there's more money to play with, and there's more money coming to pushing, you know, we need the benefit of the economy, that we all agree. But as to how this money will be spent to the productive sectors and to at least ensure that we quickly support, you know, products that we can produce locally and minimize the importation of those products, it's really our concern.
Chona Makbelu is the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries. Now, the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, has assured investors that government will exercise the required fiscal discipline to help restore investor confidence. There is more in the following report on meeting with investors in Paris, France today.
The Finance Minister in the meeting argued that this is one of the surest ways to let investors appreciate that government is committed to exercising the needed discipline going forward. The minister also announced the necessary laws are being instituted to ensure that there isn't any doubt in the minds of these investors about government's commitment to settling these debts in the coming months. He also announced that this year's elections will be different when it comes to government spending.
And that was a Joy Business Desk report. Now to some banking story. In a significant step towards a more sustainable financial sector, the Chartered Institute of Bankers Ghana, Environmental Protection Agency, and the International Finance Corporation have joined forces to launch an environmental, social, and governance certification program. Speaking to Joy Business after the launch, the Chief Executive Officer of Chartered Institute of Bankers Ghana, Robert Jato, said the certification provides an opportunity to assess affordable financing.
The ESG, if you go through this program, you see that there are opportunities really beyond compliance, right? And those opportunities could be anything related to financing that may be related to things that you must put in place even before you actually advance facilities to your business or corporate clients, right? But it's also an important thing more from community perspective, but also from internal social perspective in terms of how do you treat employees, to how do you treat customers, to how do you source within your supply chain. So it's
Robert Jato is the Chief Executive Officer of Chartered Institute of Bankers Ghana. Still on the banking sector, SG Bank Ghana is reaffirming its commitment to support the growth of small and medium enterprises. The bank reiterated its pledge after signing an agreement to secure $25 million facility from the IFC, a member of the World Bank Group. Managing Director Hakim Buzane has been explaining the reasons for securing the facility after a short ceremony to sign the partnership in Accra.
We really have as the heart of our strategy the SMEs and the development of this corporate activity in Ghana, which is one of the pillars which supports the growth of the economy. No, we are continuing with the same path, with a focus on the SMEs, which I remind SG Ghana has grown its portfolio more than three times in the last 4 years.
And that was the Managing Director of SG Bank, Ghana, Kim Wuzan. And that is the end of the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through EcoBank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an EcoBank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the EcoBank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Today on the Joy Business Van, we feature three young fabricators behind Jay's Design Innovations. They'll showcase the first of their works, which is an adjustable barbecue grill machine. Now, a visit to the fishing community of Jamestown gave three young fabricators an idea for business, an idea to create an adjustable barbecue grill machine to reduce the stress fish smokers go through. But that's just a bit of what their startup, Jay's Design Innovations, aims to do. There's more on today's episode of the Joy Business Van.
Joseph Boateng, Estella Gamadi, Grant Agbodazi. These are the three young fabricators behind Jay's Design Innovations. Growing up, they had different ambitions. Joseph was looking forward to a job in the security services. Grant wanted to work in the Navy. And well, Estella, she wanted to be a safety manager. But they all hit roadblocks. However, that opened opportunities for them to enroll in the Design Technology Institute, a hub for engineering and design practice located in Accra. The three young fabricators would meet at the institute, but it was a community innovation competition initiated by DTI that drew them closer.
We were challenged to look within our society and then find a problem and solve.
The team considered the fishing community of Jamestown and decided to create a barbecue grill machine to ease the stress faced by women fish smokers.
With our experience at Jamestown, we visited a lady who is into grilling of tilapia. Looking at her grilling method, we realized that she uses a basin and a mesh, which isn't a stainless steel. And with that, it isn't hygienic because it is not a standard food grade mesh. So looking at that problem, we as a team decided to come up with a double flipping mesh with a stainless steel.
The trio observed that the fish smoker, as is the case with others, also faced challenges in moderating the heat from the fire.
Because her grilling method was in a basin, she added ash or sometimes sprinkled water to reduce the temperature of the heat. And as a result, some of the ash bounces back to the fish she's grilling. Looking at that, we came up with a different method out of what is already in the market. So we added an adjustable fire unit with a tray under it that collects the ash during the fire burning.
Joseph, Estella, and Grant had to start from the scratch.
So first of all, we came out with a single face flip. That is a single unit that we have to do a sketch drawings and get dimensions of how we want it to be like. Then within the process, we realized that no, if it is a single unit, it looks like what is in the market. So we thought of making it a double unit, which we didn't see online. So due to that, we have to do drawings and getting dimensions right. Then these are some of the things that went into it. So we went a lot deep. We thought a lot of it about it.
From the ideation stage, the team got the materials they needed and then got to work.
Now we need to apply the drawings on the field, like the real field. So then we started, we did our tacking, we joined, we cut, and you know, we did all the necessary things that we need to do just to bring up the barbecue grill. So then along the way, you know, when you are bringing up a new thing, it's quite challenging because